Proclamation number 8556 of 11th of July, 1963. Adversity and suffering are means to find God. Much spiritual misery will still be spread out before you, and you ought to always seek to relieve it, because men need comfort and strengthening, and this you can give to them, you who receive my word from me, which is power and will also have an effect as power everywhere where it is willingly received. All men still move in spiritual darkness and are therefore also unhappy, but as soon as a small light is lit for them, which now illuminates their way, they will now continue this way full of hope and reach ever brighter light. Then it will become day in their hearts, and they have escaped greatest trouble. For they shall get to know me myself through you. They shall know that I as Father take care of all my children, that they need never go through earthly life alone and abandoned if only let me myself walk beside them. If they join me, take hold of my hand and want to be guided by me through earthly life, then they will also soon feel secure in me. They will know about my will and seek to fulfill it, and thus they will establish an indissoluble bond with me and henceforth no longer be lonely. As long as a person knows nothing about his purpose of earthly life, as long as his eyes are only turned towards the earthly world, he will still be distant from me myself, and he will be helpless as soon as he is struck by a stroke of fate. But if it is possible for him to turn his eyes towards the spiritual kingdom, then he will also receive help from there, which can already consist of him being prompted to think about his life and its meaning. And if it is possible for him to call upon his God and Creator in hours of earthly adversity, then he need not despair, for this God and Creator hears him because he is also his Father and wants to be recognized as Father by the human being. And not infrequently I therefore use sorrowful means to turn the human being's thoughts towards the spiritual kingdom. For many hands now reach out to him from this spiritual kingdom and pull him up, i.e., the thoughts will then increasingly deal with the kingdom which is not of this world. To you men, who are oppressed by suffering, I am always close and only wait that you turn towards me, that you grasp my hand and ask me to be your companion. And you will now be able to continue your earth way unconcerned, because you are now so guided that you can mature spiritually, as soon as only your will is good. Recognize that you alone are weak, lightless creatures, and therefore entrust yourselves to him who is full of light and strength. Believe in my infinite love, which does not want to see any of its creatures unhappy or even lose them. He will always be ready to help, be it in earthly or spiritual adversity. He will give you the right nourishment for your earthly life, food and drink for your soul, which he alone can administer to you. He will impart his word to you, the bread of heaven, which you can receive at any time if you long for my word, which gives you strength because my word is blessed with my strength. Believe that you are in close contact with your God and Creator, with your Father from eternity, and that only you yourselves have to turn to him of your own free will in order to be seized by him and safely guided until the end of your life. If you come to me yourselves in prayer or unite with me in thoughts or through work in love, then you have done everything what corresponds to my will, and then you will also reach your aim, the final union with me, which earns you eternal life. That is why you have to go over earth for a short time and are not to complain when you have to suffer or fight, but bear everything devotedly, what I let come over you, because they are always just means, which are to let you find to me, that you join me inwardly, that ye devote yourselves to me fully trusting, that you establish the child relationship to me, your father from eternity. In the world you are mostly kept from sending your thoughts into the spiritual kingdom, and I then have to touch you painfully because I want to bring myself close to you. But blessed are you when you then take refuge in me, because then I truly no longer let you go from me. And I help you to get through earth life with all burdens and sufferings, because it passes, and even if the body passes away, the soul remains, and it can now enter into an eternal life, where it will forget all sufferings and pains of this world. And believe it, life only still lasts a short time, because soon the period of time is over, which was granted to man, soon one redemption period comes to an end, and a new one begins. And because the way is only still short, it will also be arduous at times, because men shall still reach the destination who are of good will. Amen.